There was no joyous celebration when Nonique was born. It's not that her birth was not anticipated or that the pregnancy was not received with great joy. Her father, Lusu, boasted loudly and often, as often men do, as his wife's belly began to rise and swell. Sons, of course, were preferred. But more importantly, even to Lusu, the Induna, the headman of his village, was a healthy offspring. Now, in this time, not so long ago, this place not so far away, it was not understood or accepted that the gender of a